All right, so let's go ahead and drive this bus on this morning. I want to talk to the problem solvers and the burden bearers. If that's you, wave your hand at me. I want to talk to the problem solvers and burden bearers. That's who I want to talk to. If that is you, check on in, because here it comes. Here we go. You are going to always lack progress, or your progress will always be stagnated in some form or fashion, especially in your spiritual life. When you try to bear all of the burdens by yourself. Talk good this morning, Smith. When you try to bear all of the burdens by yourself, all alone, you yourself and you, you are going to lack progress in your spiritual life. You are going to lack progress in your professional life. When you trying to take it off, say it after me. I can't take all this by myself. Hear me when I'm talking. Tag all your strong people. Tag all your cousins. Tag your coworkers. You cannot bear all of your burdens and all burdens. You cannot bear it by yourself. You will continually see a lack of spiritual growth and progress. You can't take it all by yourself. Can't take all this by yourself. You can't handle all of this by yourself. You know what it is. You cannot do it by yourself. If you are expecting growth, if you are expecting progress, if you are expecting to move forward, you absolutely, positively, without any doubt, cannot do this and take it all by yourself. Life is too overwhelming. I can't take it all by myself. You can't do it by yourself. You will always, QB, you will always find yourself being bogged down. It's quicksand. Listen here. Burdens and worries are quicksand. The longer you stay in it, the deeper you're going to sink in it. I can't take all this by myself. And a lot of us, we find ourselves, and just think about it. You will do great in one area. You'll do fine in one area. You'll be thriving in one area. But in the other area, somewhere, when you are trying to take it all by yourself, when you're trying to handle it all by yourself, when you're trying to deal with it all by yourself, when you're trying to come to terms with it all by yourself, when you're trying to get it off you all by yourself, you will get bogged down. You will be like in sinking sand. That's why you can't move. It's too heavy for you. It's too much on you. The Bible says that we should do what? We should cast our cares on the good Lord, for he cast all of them. There are certain, just some things, baby, you just can't get out by yourself. You just can't get off of you by yourself. Can't take it all by myself. I can't. And what we do is we allow, let me tell you, it's some crazy people out here in this world. It's some people who are not trustworthy in this world. It is some people that's not loyal out here in these streets. Absolutely 1,000%. But there is somebody, or and even beyond just one person, there are some people that are truly suited and built for your adversity. That have truly, God has truly given, graced them with this unbelievable amount of inner strength and resolve and discipline. And they have truly been built for problems. But even those people, like I'm telling you, because they are available, right? They are available for you. You can't handle it all by yourself. You jumping on here and jumping off. You can't handle it all by yourself. You get it on you one day, you get it off the next. You can't handle it all by yourself. That's why you can't rest. That's why you can't sleep. Because you're trying to hold it. Oh, well, that person, they got a busy schedule. Let them people tell you they busy. Let them people tell you that they can't deal with it right now. But that, because people love you, because they care about you, because you mean so much to them, because of what you represent in their life, or what you represent to the whole, like your family, your community, it'll make time for you to make sure that you're okay. Because you are going to rot. Hear me. You are going to rot from within when you're trying to bear all of the stuff that comes to you in your life alone. Heard what I said? Say it after me. I don't want to rot from within. I do not want to rot from within. I just don't. I don't want to be dying from the inside and having this outward projection that everything is good and perfect in my life. I don't want to die from within. I don't want to rot simply because I'm trying to take on all of this myself and deal with it by myself. I don't want to rot from within. And a lot of us, we truly are. A lot of the sickness that we experience, a lot of the ailments that we have, a lot of the heartaches that we have, a lot of the problems and issues that we have come because we are rotting from within. Can't take it all now. Mm-mm. No. Got to get that thing at you. Got to find you somebody. It's somebody. Oh, I don't got no money. I don't got no insurance to cover that. It's some people that'll just love on you and provide you with some good wisdom, some good godly counsel to help you, even if it's just to be an ear. But sometimes you need more than just somebody to hear you. You need somebody to pour into you. I ain't going to rot from within now. No, I'm not going to be. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Watch your tone, Smith. I will not be a public success and a private failure. I will not. I have been there before in my life. Honey, hear me good. I have been there before in my life where I have been a public success. Everybody looking and thinking it's all okay. Everybody looking and thinking it's perfect. Success. Got this. Got that. Making moves here and making moves there. But the whole time, a private failure riding from within. Just a mess. A mess. A mess. I'm not going through 2024. You hear what I'm trying to tell you? I am not going through 2024. Hear me when I say it. Being a public success and a private failure. Because I'm writing from within, trying to bear all of these burdens, trying to take care of mama, trying to take care of auntie, trying to take care of grandma, trying to take care of cousins, being there for coworkers, being there for your bosses, being there for the church, being there for everybody. And you just wounded and rotting from the inside. Every part of you is just, it's like you are shriveling up. I refuse to be a public success and a private failure. This reputation of, oh, doing good and doing well, but the whole time your marriage coming unglued, your health is unstable. You're emotionally unstable. You're mentally unstable. You are just a ticking time bomb. Because when things rot from within, it ain't before long that it get in your bones. And then when it get in your bones, you just become feeble. Are you feeble? Because you're housing all of this burdens and this trouble and this struggle. And again, it ain't just all yours. You having to deal with everybody and everything. Problem solvers and burden bearers do not rot from within. God help me today. That's a good one to have. Ah! Mm-mm. Get that thing out of you. Get that stuff out of you. If you dealing with some stuff you ain't talked about, get it out you. Let me tell you now, if you bitter about some stuff, you better get it out you, because that bitterness and jealousy and that hatred and stuff, that stuff get in your bones like cancer. You can't take it. You are, again, you can be so strong. You can be strong and still be fragile. Yeah, hear me when I'm talking. I'm like, you're strong. Like you can ride and roll and go and did it. But at the same time, one little thing hits your life. It don't matter where it come from, who it come from. It will knock you to your knees. Strong but fragile. Talk that good talk. I mean, you, boom, holding it. But let somebody come at you wrong. Let somebody talk to you wrong. Let somebody have an attitude with you, just fragile. That's because you're bearing, doing all of this stuff for other people. You got to get that thing out. You get that bitterness. And it's like cancer to the bones. I'm telling you, it will eat you up from the inside out. Rotting you from within. If you want to continue to be the glue that hold people together, you got to make sure the glue still have what it takes to be that adhesive. Okay. I said a little something right there that it just got me. Listen, have you ever bought a bottle of glue and you just done sat around, done sat up? That's what we say. It done sat up. You done forgot about it, left it, whatever. And you go to use it, and now it's not doing what it's supposed to be doing. Not what it was created to do, equipped to do, manufactured to do. It's lost its adhesiveness. Whenever you got all of this stuff in you, it'll break down what you were built for. Good God from Christ. Good God from Zion. Good gracious. Ooh, it will break down what you were built for. Now you can't do what you were built to do. Now you can't function like you're supposed to function, like you were created to function. Now you can't hold up nothing. When you start writing from within, you can't hold up. You can't do nothing. You ain't, you talking about holding up somebody else. You just can't hold up yourself. That's our word for the day. That whatever we gonna do, beautiful, kind people, let's not rot from within. As you go through your day to day, remember this now. I don't want to be bearing all of this stuff by myself, and it renders me worthless. Let me change that. Not worthless. That's not a good word. And it renders me useless. Don't rot from within. You. Listen, you are too needed for that. You are too valuable to be useless. You represent too much to not be functional. But again, you can't take all of these burdens and things by yourself. You can't take them on by yourself. Cannot do it. So, hopefully, you know how I close. Hopefully I said something to help you out right here on the morning shift where shift happens. Listen. Go on and conquer your day. That's what you do. You go on and conquer your day. Okay? That's what I want you to do. Go and conquer your day. Conquer your day. Let's know now. Gotta get you that thing. I get that thing out you. Just sitting around here, a good talk, but rotten from within. Whew. God, help us today. Listen. I hope you heard me. I hope you heard the Lord talking to you today. Like, I hope you heard him. Anywho. That's all the time I got. I appreciate y'all for riding with your girl. Right here on the morning shift. Where shift happens until tomorrow morning, same bat time, same bat channel. I love y'all. Peace. I'm out.